We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sierra America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a little hoarse, but with essential oil cough drops and allergy medicine, it's still not bueno. So, I'm excited about the guest I have coming on here about 12:30. The Petal Patch is going to be in here. We're going to be talking about tulips, not turnips, but tulips. I have her on here about 12:30. First, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 52 at Hollis, 48 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 47 at Buffalo, 48 at Beaver, 48 at Medford, Watonga, you're 47. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, more of the same, 49 at Lipscomb, 53 at Dozer, Wellington's 52, and Odell is 52. All right. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour, and we got a question for you guys. By the way, Rod and Jesse Z, you guys need to come by and pick up your beef sticks you won a couple weeks ago. By the end of Friday, or I'm going to put them back on the prize shelf here in the studio. Here's a question today for a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Premium Beef Sweet Barbecued Seasoned Beef Snack Sticks. And it is, you ready? Got to put your thinking cap on, and you get, this is multiple choice. So you have a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right. And text your answer into the Ag text line at 580-225-9697 with your name and your answer. In 2024, carcass weights averaged approximately 26 pounds per head more than the average in 2023. That is equivalent of how many extra head in additional slaughter year over year? A, 200,000 head, B, 500,000 head, C, 700,000 head, or D, 1 million head of cattle additional slaughter. What is that 26 pounds worth per head, more per head? So I'll repeat the question here before I go to break. That is your Taylor Ranch question of the day for a six-pack of good-looking beef sticks. Man, I want to open that package so bad right now. Okay, let's see what's happening in our world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures rebounded in overnight trading on optimism that the U.S. will come to an agreement with Canada and Mexico to avoid prolonged tariffs. President Donald Trump imposed blanket 25% tariffs on all goods from Canada and Mexico, the U.S. biggest trading partners. That took effect on Tuesday. Tariffs on China were doubled to 20% from 10%. Canada and China announced retaliatory tariffs, and Mexico said it would announce what measures it would take on Sunday. The U.S. Imposition of tariffs and the resulting of those retaliatory levies led to a massive sell-off in commodities yesterday's session. Looks like they rebounded somewhat today. What I seen about an hour ago. Late yesterday, however, Commerce Secretary said on Fox Business that the U.S. may be willing to meet Canada and Mexico in the middle to reduce or eliminate those tariffs. Mexico is the largest importer of U.S. corn, and China is the biggest buyer of U.S. soybeans. Soybeans for May delivery gained 6.25 to 10.05 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up 410 to 297.60 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.17 cents to 43.01 cents a pound. Corn futures rose 4.25 to 455 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery were up 6.75 to 543.5 a bushel, while Kansas City gained 7 cents to 555.5 a bushel. Let's see here. What did China do? What do you guys, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on these tariffs? I understand they need to be done. The farmers are going to be affected by this, but according to Secretary Rollins, that they will make it right with the farmers if this happens. I don't know. I got mixed feelings about it. Like I said, I understand why they need to be done, because we're importing way more than we're exporting to these three countries. I'm going to tell you guys that right now. You can Google all the numbers you want, and they all come out the same. So, you know, and I remember him saying in one of his speeches during the election, before the election, when he was campaigning, that he said it's going to be a little rough at the start. And, you know, he's 45 days in or 46 days into this deal. It's going to be a little rough at first, but it'll end up being better. I'm all about getting things evened up, because, I mean, there's billions of dollars difference in imports and exports between us and China. China is just thriving over there because of the United States. Okay, so if it all works out and we bring more manufacturing to the United States, that'll be great. I have my doubts in there because of the workforce. I really do. I just don't see us getting enough U.S. citizens to go back to work or to fill all these jobs that it'll cause. But, you know, it wasn't very long ago. I remember as a kid, when I was not a kid, right out of high school, the U.S. was a powerful manufacturing world. And now we do everything on the computers, and we import our stuff that we need, our goods. I mean, if you don't believe me, go into Wally World. Go in there and check it out. Wally World used to be full of U.S. products, manufactured products, and now it's not. And that's just an example I'm giving. Nothing against Wally World, but I don't know. It's interesting to see how this all plays out. I'm game for it. It's better than sitting around doing nothing. Let's see if it works. I know it's on a lot of people's minds, and then the deportation deal going on. Lots of things going on. China suspended soybean imports from 3 U.S.-based exporters, citing alleged detections of ergot, or however that say, and seed coating. How you say that? Ergot and seed coating agents, according to an attaché report from the USDA office in Beijing. CHS Incorporated, Louis Trefus Grains Merchandising, and EGT LLC were all suspended, according to the General Administration of Customs of China. The announcement was made in conjunction with new tariffs imposed on U.S. products in retaliation for Washington doubling its levy on the Chinese items to 20%, all Chinese items. China imposed tariffs of 10 to 15% on some U.S. products. The tariff rate for U.S. soybeans will remain at 10%, according to the USDA. The Asian nation is the biggest importer of soybeans globally. The Ag Department said last month it expects China to import 109 million metric tons of soybeans from global suppliers in the 24-25 marketing year. That's down from 112 million a year earlier and up from 104.5 shipped in the 22-23 season. Well, what's going on with the weather? Blizzard warnings everywhere. Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota is crazy. And did you guys see the forecast? 50% chance of snow here in western Oklahoma Saturday. It's still March. Our last freeze is, average April 11th, if I remember right, first part of April anyway. So all you gardeners, be cool. Restrain yourself from what you're thinking. I mean, it's time to get out. I think it's wait time to get onions in the ground and getting pretty close for taters, but those other plants, tomatoes and peppers and squash and cucumbers, bite your tongue, people. Hang on to it. All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. Before we do that, I'm going to repeat the question. In 2024, carcass weights averaged approximately 26 pounds per head more than they did in 2023. That is equivalent to how many extra head in additional slaughter year over year? 200,000, 500,000, 700,000 head, or 1 million head? And that is for a six-pack of Taylor Ranch premium beef, sweet barbecued seasoned beef snacks. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a big fan of barbecue flavored jerky, steak, beef sticks or nothing, but these have grown on me. I actually have got to where, like, I'm big on jalapeno cheese or just regular original. I'm not into that peppered stuff from other jerky companies and stuff like that, but these sweet barbecued seasoned beef sticks have really grown on me. So, all right, we're going to take a break and be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know Ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When you need medicine, you've got two choices. You can go to the pharmacy in the big box store where you rarely see the same pharmacist twice, or you can go local. When you go local, the pharmacist knows who you are and calls you by name. It always feels good to be called by your own name. It also means the pharmacist knows something about you and your medical history. So the person giving you your medicine has better insight into how it will react with your body and with other medications you may be taking. Medicine is serious business. It's your life and your health. So you don't want to be just a number. You don't want to be just another sale. You want to be known and you want to matter. You want your pharmacist to really care about you. Colby Brewster and the staff at Grandview Pharmacy keep the shelves stocked with the medication you need. They have a drive-thru, they'll deliver medication if you need them to, and they care about you. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Don't trust your health to strangers.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February the 14th. 628 head were sold. Six head of steers at 448 brought 380. Six at 530 brought 322. Three at 573 brought 330. Nine at 618 brought 316. Four at 780 brought 257. 14 at 847 brought 248. Five head of heifers at 275 brought 385. Three at 493 brought 310. Four at 503 brought 310. 28 at 515 brought 312. Three at 572 brought 272. Five at 606 brought 276. Butcher cow. Cows were 99 to 157. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 173. Bred cows 1425 to 3075. Pairs brought 2100 to 3200. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress bull and female sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater. Featuring 20 registered age, advantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to clarify something here in just a second. Canadian, Texas, 50 degrees, humidity's 25, the dew point 16, winds out of the northwest at 17, gust up to 21, peak wind gust today, 39, and nothing. That doesn't even hold a light to what happened yesterday. 0.06 inches of rain so far in the month of March. Red flag minutes, zero. They had 82 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today already. Soil temperature at 8 inches, 46 degrees. All right, my question, Taylor Ranch question, I just want you guys to be on top of things. Hey, you guys up there around Woodward and up in there, I got beef sticks up there at KWFX 100.1, so you guys can play this too. Don't feel like you're being left out. Because I've got 10 answers so far, and nobody has got it right. In 2024, carcass weights averaged approximately 26 pounds more per head than in the average in 2023. That is equivalent to how many extra head in additional slaughter year over year? A, 200,000. B, 500,000. C, 700,000. D, 1 million. Check it out. It's pretty easy. Let me help you out. Google cattle facts and answer that question. It'll answer your question for you. You got to do a little research, or you can just keep guessing like you're doing. So I will let you know it's not B. I'm giving you a hint. I'm trying to help you guys out. Get some beef sticks. All right. Let's check out the Lipscomb's dealership. Grain market update, and let's make sure she's updated. And come on, baby. There we go. All right, let's check out the grains. March corn, 439, up 3.25. May, 454, up 3. Soybeans for March, 996, up 11.75. May is 1008, up 9.75. Soybean meal, March, 291.60, up 570. May is 298.30, up 480. Soybean oil, March 4206, down 21. And again, excuse me for my voice. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Hard red winter wheat, March 534, down 13.5. And we're not going to do March wheat anymore. Let's just go with May. Sorry. 556, up 7.5. July is 570, up 7. Here, cotton, July, 64.91, up 39. Oil out of West Texas, April, 66.12, down 2.14. Natural gas just keeps on climbing. April, 4.45, up 10. And we got the NASDAQ, the Dow's, and the S&P are all trading in the green today. Live cattle, April, 195.72. Up 107, June 191.60, up 152, August is 190.12, up 165, feeder cattle for March 275, even up 115, April 275.20, sorry, it updated on me there, up 270, May is 274.02, up 302, lean hogs, April 84.80, up 245. I didn't get to share something with you guys yesterday, and I really wanted to, but I ran out of time. Brandon and we should probably just take the whole show and do it all, but we got other things to do in the old world of agriculture. Retreating another 3 tons, $3 per ton, the average price of alfalfa settled in at $161 in January, which is the lowest such price recorded since February of 2018, and $41 per ton behind 1 year ago. Data from the USDA's Ag Prices Report pegged the price of January hay, other than the alfalfa, which is grass, at $140 a ton, and that's down $5 a ton from the previous month. That was the lowest average monthly price on other hay since June of 2021, which also averaged $140. In contrast to the average alfalfa price, the price paid for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during January rose about $12 to $242. Six states had double-digit month-over-month alfalfa price gains in January. Pennsylvania, $13 a ton. New York, $11 a ton. Arizona, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming were all up by $10 a ton. Six states had double-digit declines in alfalfa price: Wisconsin, New Mexico, Nevada, Nebraska, Montana, and California dropped $10 a ton. The highest average January alfalfa hay price was reported in Pennsylvania at $263 per ton. It was followed by a neighboring New York at $246, and California checked in at $240 a ton. Once again, North Dakota had the lowest average alfalfa price at $90 a ton. It was followed by South Dakota at $105 and Nebraska at $115. Keep in mind, the USDA average prices accounts for all quantities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values. Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with fewer sales. Also, keep in mind that these prices that I get from the USDA on this is just something to go off of. There's a lot of hay bought and sold between farmers and ranchers every day. Those are not reported. They don't have to be reported. So I guess it just depends on what you want to give your neighbor for his hay and how good hay it is. Right now, as much hay as there's been put up in the last couple of years, I would advise you, if you're buying from somebody you don't know, get a hay test. You never know. Had a couple of buddies buy some so-called hay this last fall, and it ended up not being what it was supposed to be. And they were buying it from a long ways away. So just be careful of what you're doing. Other hay, the January average price of other hay dropped by $5 per ton to $140. This was still $34 a ton lower than the previous year. The highest paid price for other hay other than alfalfa was reported in Oregon at $215 per ton. California and Washington checked in at $200 a ton and were followed by Kentucky at $180. North Dakota, again, at the bottom of the barrel here on the hay price, had the lowest reported other hay average price at $70 per ton. It was followed by Minnesota at $72 per ton. I mean, if God go up there, and you were bored and you had some money you wanted to invest, I'd head up to North Dakota with about six semis, load up a bunch of alfalfa, bring it down here, make you a little money. I don't know anybody's got the time to do that. So there you have it. Oklahoma hay prices in 24 for alfalfa hay was $192 in January and is $174 this last January. Other hay, $116 per ton in 2024 in January. This last January, $97 per ton average. That was just some of the comparisons to go with. All right, let's see here. Let's check the text line, see what's happening on there. Finally, somebody got it. I'll let you know who won. I had a lot of text messages in here, but finally, somebody got it. I'll notify you who it was. D was the correct answer. 1 million head, that's what it's equivalent to by putting 26 pounds per head more on the cattle last year. And I think it's going to go up a little more. I was talking to some people over at the Davis Bull Sale the other day, and, you know, that's how the processors are trying to hold the prices down on box beef. Is they're getting them bigger, and that way they don't have to buy more head. But we're getting, I don't know, it's over 1600 pounds on some of the live weights. I don't know how big they can get, but talking to some of my friends over there the other day, They thought they were getting about as big as they could to be able to handle them going through the slaughterhouses. You can get them too big. So we'll see how that works out. 1,600 pounds is a big old beef. Puts out a lot of... So for you first-time buyers of beef off the farm from somebody like Taylor Ranch, Tucker, me, Ty Ford, if you buy to make you understand, because I've heard this for 100 years, well, not 100 years, but a lot of years, that, oh man, they screwed me at the butcher shop. Oh man, they did this, they did that. This is not all my beef. And I hear the same thing on deer too. Here is you a good equation to get close to what you should be getting. It all depends on that calf that's been butchered, how long it's been on feed, blah, 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 all that same thing. So I'm going to make this as simple as I can. Sometimes my descriptions are pretty complicated. So you take a 1,500-pound calf, went to the butcher shop, and you're getting half of it. The hang weight of that live weight should be somewhere around 60 to 65%. Okay, got that out of the way. Now, how much meat are you actually going to bring home? Well, if your live weight is 65% of the 1,500 pounds, you take that number that you get from there, and you take another 60 to 65% of that hang weight, and that's how much meat you're going to bring home. 60 to 65% of each equation. It's pretty simple, and a lot of it depends on how they're fed. It could be less. I don't know that it'll be a whole lot more, but it could be 55 to 60% instead of 60, 65%. So if you take a calf in to get it butchered, weighs 1,500 pounds. Well, we'll just do the math here real quick. 1,500-pound calf, live weight. The hang weight is going to be 975 pounds. Okay, that's the hang weight. That's the bones, everything, but less all the other stuff. Then to get how much meat you're going to bring home for a whole beef, take that times 65% again, and you're going to have somewhere around 633 pounds of meat that you're actually bringing home. That's for a whole beef. So if you're just buying a quarter, you divide that by four, and it's less than 200 pounds you're bringing home. But that's still a lot of beef, and it's good stuff. So there you go. Simplified that for you. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here we go. I can't wait. We're going to talk flowers. So, all right. I did have a winner. Also, I had a text on the text line that was interesting. On my 4320 talk the other day, I said I hadn't seen very many in a 5 mile radius, very many around. And Brian Schneeberger, he texted me, said he had one. But there's five in between Canute and Burns Flat. So Cody Twyman's got one. Daniel Ferrari's got one. Strobel's have two. You know any of them people? Strobel's and Brian Schneeberger. See, I learned something. I ain't seeing very many down where I'm farming at. So, all right, let's check out some weather, ag weather. I'm going with Camargo today. It's 50. Humidity's 24. The winds are out of the northwest at 19 with wind gusts up to 26, 36 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days at Camargo. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 49. Man, I'm going to lose my voice before the show's over. Sunset, 635, 57 today, 33 tonight, and breezy, and 66 tomorrow. All right. Well, I got a special guest on the show with me today. We're going to be talking flowers. Shelby, tell everybody who you are so I don't have to talk.
So, my name is Shelby Strobel, and I am the owner of The Petal Patch. This started a few years ago. It kind of started out as just a hobby, and it developed into way more than that. I had people asking me to grow them flowers so they could take them to work. And so I just came up with the idea to do a you pick. I grow them, you come pick them, you do what you want to do with them. And so it's been really fun. And this year we're doing tulips again. So we're excited for that.
So you charge by the pound or just, well, you, back in the day when we wanted to go some fishing at somebody's pond, it was $1 or $5 to get in. So how's that work? How's that work out?
We do have an admission fee this year. It is $5 per person. Under the age of 2 is free. And then there is no additional parking fee. And then as you pick tulips, it's $2 per stem that you pick.
Okay. All right. How many stems you got in your garden?
I've got over 6,000 right now.
I was looking at that and I stopped counting. So that's a lot of.
Yeah, it's a bunch. In fact, last year we did 4,000 and we sold out. So this year I thought, well, I'll add some more. And people are just coming out of the woodworks like crazy. And I'm going, maybe I should have added a few more.
So tell me again why you're doing this.
You know, initially it just started out as a hobby, but then it's grown into so much more. In fact, I've kind of evolved it into a way to look at loving on God's people. And so our motto is glorifying God in the making and allowing people to come out and just getting to meet them and letting them do something and just having a good space for them.
Okay, so when they come out to pick them, they dig them up, I guess, or to help me out here.
We get this question often. Yes, we want you to pull the bulb up. You know, that ensures that the stem is long enough to put in a vase, and so we're going to cut the bulb off. So yes, pull them up as much as you can, all the way.
Why? Because the bulb will come back next year?
It won't now.
Oh, it won't?
Yeah, so as a cut flower, you know, you've got to cut them lower, and so by the time you do that, you're cutting off all their foliage, so they're not putting any energy into the bulbs, so the bulbs are no longer any good.
Good, I got you. Well, they all right, trick question, you ready?
Maybe.
How many colors are they?
Every color you can think of.
How many?
I mean, I did like a rainbow mix, and then there's some that are called strawberry patch, and so they're pink and they're red, and then there's dark purples with light purples. I mean, there's just so many. In fact, they even make black ones now. It's crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any black ones planted?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, what
it's
is this?
It's so hard to remember.
Oh. So
can you
how
remember?
How long? No. No.
6,000's a lot.
6,000. How long did it take you to plant all those?
So we plant in succession. 1 week we planted 1,000, and then the following week we planted another 1,000. And so my goal this year is to be able to build a planter. My husband has an old potato planter, I think, and so we're going to convert it into a tulip bulb planter. So we won't be doing it by hand anymore.
Is it green?
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
Need to learn to get a little more nosy with your husband. Because I'm kidding, because from what I've seen around that family, I'm pretty sure it's probably green.
It's probably green.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the, all right. Tell us a little more, at least me, more about the tulip. What is, from planting to when it's done, what's your time frame probably?
So tulips are, they're resilient. They love the cold. So we usually plant sometime the end of November, 1st of December. They need about 90 days to be below a certain degrees. That gives them their chill factor. And then once the sun starts coming out, we start getting a little rain. They start emerging from the soil.
And they did, because I've seen right there.
Yeah.
There, I got it.
Yes.
On your Facebook
Over
page.
The weekend, they just like popped out like crazy. So they definitely enjoyed the sun and the rain.
What so you guys, if you want to learn more about what she's got going on there, I think she does a daily thing. The Petal Patch is on Facebook. And any way else to get a hold of you? Or?
Yeah, they can text me or call me if they have any questions. My phone number is 580-799-2177.
Right. And those flowers she's got is, they're pretty on this page. Is there any, we're going to get into this a little more details. Is there anything that will hurt while growing these? Is there anything that will hurt you? Diseases, bugs, insects?
So sometimes, yeah, if they get too wet and stay too wet for long, they'll kind of rot out. And so as far as bugs, we're good. We're in the good phase of bugs right now. This is so easy. My summer crop is what kills me with the bugs. But no, I'm telling you, tulips are resilient. You plant them, you water them in, they do their thing.
Summer crop, what are you talking about?
Summer crop. So in the summer, I do sunflowers and zinnias, and people come and pick those and make an arrangement. I also have picked them and taken them to people. They've said, hey, can you just bring me a bouquet? And I've done that. This year, I'm incorporating something new. I'm going to do a flower bar. So we've got some merchants downtown that are asking us to come and set up to do a flower bar. And what that is I'll cut all the stems. I'll bring them. The ladies love to put together their own little design and colors, and then they'll take them home.
I got you. So do you have a good friendship with your neighbors around there where you know, because
yeah,
you got flowers out there?
Yeah.
And you got cotton close to you and
yes,
other stuff? Do you got to get, do they help you out by not spraying on certain days?
I mean, You know, for the most part, my neighbors are my family, and so I definitely go, no, 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 not yet, not yet. Let me cover them up.
See, or... we got that covered, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that works out good. Let's see. All right. Let's talk. Tell everybody how you, this is going to be, what? When is it, when are you going to do this?
So I'm hoping, of course, we're on tulip time, so
right.
They do what they want to do. I'm hoping to be open the last weekend of this month, and if that's not possible, it will be the first weekend of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah, and we're going to get snow Saturday, according to the forecast, so you never know what's going to happen. So how are they going to get to you? It's actually pretty simple. I call it the Canute Road.
It's really simple, yeah. Easy way, take I-40 to Canute, take the Canute exit, and go south. We are 5 miles south from that stop sign. If you take the 152 highway, we are 4 miles north of there on 2080 Road.
Right.
We'll have signs.
On the west side.
On the west side of the road, yeah.
I was trying to guess that while ago. Well, okay, let's get back to growing these things. Do you do soil tests?
I mean...
No?
No, I kind of just guess.
But they're obviously doing good.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I have thought about doing soil tests. It has, you know, come across my mind, but I'm like, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Let's just leave it be.
Yeah, and... Well, here's what you should do. You should take, when they get a little bigger here, just for giggles mm-hmm. and grins. I was going to say something else. I had to watch my mouth. For giggles and grins here, take a leaf off of one of them mm-hmm. or take some leaves off some of them and send them off and see how they'll tell you how they're doing.
Yeah.
And what you're missing. Or
right. Definitely interested. You know, and I think it does a lot of help, too, that I grow several different things. I even put in my own vegetables and fruits out there. And so
right.
It's all changing. And I think all of those things are putting different nutrients into the soil
back
and doing
there.
Different things. And so I think mixing it up a little bit helps for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely mixes. The mix makes a world of difference. I've never done the garden thing with the leaf forage test.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, after planting a couple hundred tomato plants in the high tunnel, I thought, well, I'm going to try this. And Kent Watkins down at SEI Agritech, yeah, send these to here and here. So every week, and I had three varieties,
mm-hmm.
I'd go in there and pull leaves off all three varieties, keeping them separate, send them off for forage tests, and they send me back what, oh, leave it alone. Whatever
yeah.
you're doing right now is right. But I kept doing it. And 4 weeks straight, and it wasn't expensive, but
right.
still pain to do it. But we send them off and
yeah.
it helped.
I'm certainly interested. I definitely think I should try it out.
Yeah. And get it. No, I was just curious because I don't mean to push anything on you. Sorry. I was just curious if you guys did that because that's sandy loam down there where you're at, right?
A little bit.
A little bit of red in it too?
Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You wear the same white tennis shoes in the
mm-hmm.
garden?
Hey,
liar. No, because I'm looking at it right there. It looks like it's got sand in it.
Yeah, so the people that lived there before, I'm pretty sure that that's where they had their garden. So it initially up front there was pretty sandy.
Yeah, no, it looks good. How big is that garden? How many square feet do you need for 6,000 turnip?
You're going to ask me math.
Huh?
I don't know. My husband makes like 4 passes in the tractor.
Oh, yeah?
So you do that math.
I don't know how wide his implement is. Well, all right. So how close do you plant them together?
Tulips, you can literally plant them like on top of each other.
Really?
So they're like right next to each other. Mm-hmm.
So I've seen pictures. Is it from Sweden, Denmark? Where do you see those?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands. That's
yeah.
it. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking hundreds of acres.
Mm-hmm. There's a place actually in Oregon that it looks like that, and I want to go visit, but I can't. It's during my time, too, so it'd be pretty cool to see.
Your husband won't take care of it while you're done?
I mean...
Come on, hubby. Break down on that deal. All right. Okay. Last year was your first year actually having people come pick them and stuff?
It was.
Did any one lady go crazy and like do a whole pickup load?
I mean, that's open to interpretation. It depends on like what you, you don't think want crazy to is. Most people like to pick about 20. 20 makes a good full size, fits most faces. So 20 is probably the magic number.
Oh, I'll be darned. Oh, so, okay. So are you going to expand if you sell out this year?
Oh, yeah. That's why I need this planter.
Oh.
Planting on your hands and knees. Lots of tulips.
My wife and I did 8,000 onion one year.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had to beg her to come over across the river and help me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in a bind here.
Yes.
It wasn't no fun.
Yeah. So the plan is to expand.
Somebody wants to know, can you eat the flower?
I mean, I don't know about tulips. You know, there are flowers you can eat.
Yeah.
I've never looked into eating a tulip.
I haven't either.
I'm not sure.
I know dandelion's one that you can do a lot with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one I learned in survival school.
Yeah. Chamomile's popular.
The what is?
Chamomile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then like sage. So we do sage as a filler. But as far as like the floral portion of the tulip, I'm not certain on that.
I do know the beans on mesquite trees, you can dry them out, crunch them up, make a paste for a toothache.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got nothing to do with this flower, though. Okay. So you're going to, hopefully the 29th of March, that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it'll be the next weekend, but it'll be for the weekend only.
It'll be, yeah. So Saturdays, we're looking at doing somewhere around 9 to 5. And Sundays, probably 1 to 5.
Oh, who's coming? Is it Friday? Who's coming to see you?
Yeah, Oklahoma is at the Agritourism, so they're going to come visit us on Friday to do a site visit and get us set up. They reached out to us this morning saying that they were available to come this Friday, and they'll do lots of promotion, so that's very exciting.
You'll be planting 20,000 flowers next year. I hope you do. Dude, you need to get that planter ready. See, which one are you married to?
Cody.
Cody, yeah. Cody, get that planner in. Okay, tell everybody again how they can get a hold of it. Facebook, the Petal Patch, it's easy to find there, but how else can they get a hold of it?
Yeah, so Facebook definitely is going to be our first option there. And then, of course, you can call or text me, 580-799-2177.
Awesome. Thanks for coming by today.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you a skilled pressure vessel welder looking for your next opportunity? Come join us at Evolve Vessel, located at 3404 South Highway 6 in Elk City. We're on the hunt for talented welders and have immediate openings. Whether you're an experienced professional or need training, we welcome you. Enjoy competitive pay, overtime as needed, and a comprehensive benefits package including medical, dental, vision, AFLAC, and disability insurance. Stop by and fill out an application or email Tasha at evolvevessel.com to get one sent to you. For more information, call 580-243 9690.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Are you tired of unexpected power outages? Do you ever think about a situation where losing power could mean something very serious to your way of life or worse? Imagine a world where your home stays powered no matter what the situation. That world can be your reality. Take the first step towards peace of mind with a Generac generator from Culver Electric. As a trusted authorized dealer, Culver offers the latest in Generac technology. And for a limited time, when you purchase your Generac from Culver Electric, they will include a full year of Mobile Link to ensure your generator is always ready to provide the power you need. Mobile Link alerts you and the Culver team of any potential service needs or issues that would prevent your Generac from providing an effortless power supply instantly. Stop by our location at 1823 West 20th Street in Elk City and let our expert team help you find the perfect generator to fit your needs. Call us today at 580-243-5846 to secure your backup power solution. Culver Electric, keeping the power and lights on.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. Six convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's check it out here. Hobart, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 53 degrees, dew point's 20, humidity's 27, the winds are out of the northwest at 17, wind gust at 24, 88 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days, three-day average, 4-inch bare, soil temperature 51, sunset at 6:34, sunny and 59. Wednesday night, tonight, 37, tomorrow, breezy and 66. What you guys going to do out there? Have you decided? You're going to plant corn? Going to plant milo? What are you going to do? I know there's a lot of people thinking about what they're going to do right now. It's time to make a decision. We got moisture in the ground. Get the ground ready. Let's go. Let's get her done. One guy texted, she is my neighbor and I never met her. I need to get out more. Yes, you do. Definitely do. Oh. All right, let's see here. What time is it? Let's talk about the, I don't know if you guys know, if you read your emails every day, I want to share this with you. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association thanked President Donald Trump and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent for suspending enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act, the CTA, and limiting the scope of the law to protect family farms and ranches from excessive regulations. Family farmers and ranchers across the country are breathing a sigh of relief thanks to President Trump and Secretary Bessent, I guess how you say that, suspending the Corporate Transparency Act requiring for American citizens, said the NCDBA President Buck Warburg. I hope I'm saying that right. A Nebraska cattleman, we appreciate President Trump's common sense approach and continued support for rural America and the hardworking cattle producers who feed our nation. For months, the CTA's reporting requirements has been subject to litigation, temporary enforcement pauses, and other changes, and have created confusion for small business owners, which is farmers and ranchers, across the country. The announcement from the U.S. Department of Treasury provides some short-term protection from the CTA's enforcement penalties while the agency works to craft new regulations that protect U.S. citizens from burdensome, I can't even talk today, I never can any day, reporting requirements. And there we go. It's a good thing. I mean, Sandy and I have already sent ours in. I'm sure everybody else has. So we'll see what comes and goes of that. Let's see here. That was that. Here's a few comments from some businesses, some organizations on the tariff deal. Let's see here. Representative Angie Craig, Minnesota Democrat, said these tariffs hurt farm country, plain and simple. Farmers and ranchers and producers need stability, and today's tariffs do the opposite, she said. The American Farm Bureau said the American Farm Bureau Federation is a national advocate for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. As the unified voice of agriculture, the organization represents 2,800 county farm bureaus. They support the goals of ensuring security and fair trade with other nations, but additional tariffs, along with expected retaliatory tariffs, will take a toll on rural America, says President Zippy Duvall. The National Farmers Union advocates, National Farmers Union, the tariffs announced today with other measures that will have serious consequences on American agriculture. The Western Growers Association, same thing. Well, there you have it. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City. Thank you again, Shelby Strobel, for coming on today. That was fun. Everybody, stand by. I'll give you more information as we go when they're ready. Be right back.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with